Nakumaisha, you're tuned in to Spiritual Health with Mikeli Energy. Peace in, love out.
Wild change of life. It's that time again right about now. Incoming what to adore. Spiritual people, come right now. Righteousness over evil. It's time to get it in right now, family. Get out your waters, get out your teas, squeeze some lemon in that shit, and let's get it in. Now it's just begun. Now it's just begun. And it's only for a moment. Said it's only for a moment, yeah. Now it's just begun. Now it's just begun. And it's only for a moment. Said it's only for a moment, yeah. Now it's just begun. Now it's just begun, and it's only for a moment. Said it's only for a moment. Now it's just begun. Now it's just begun, and it's only for a moment. Sip on something. Now it's just begun. Now it's just begun. And it's only for a Wagwan, my people. Peace in, love out, family. This your brother from another motherland, Mr. Mikelami, world changer in the building. Utuamungu inside. We're getting ready right now for another conversation on spiritual health, family. It's the time for the spiritual health conversation. The one that we love, always on rhythm, always in breath, always in peace, always in love. The collaboration of the Most High, man. Family, I just want to say a big grand rising to you all. Wherever you may be, I pray you've rested in power. You know, I pray you've had some Tamusana dreams. Tamusana. Everybody say Tamusana. Say Tamu Sana. That means very delicious. I pray that your dreams have been Tamu. You know, and your sleep was Tamu. Yeah? I pray, family, and that you're ready for the day and what the day beholds and brings forward. You know, I feel good. It's so funny. I was talking about, someone asked me a question about lucid dreams a couple of days ago. And my answer was pretty much to the effect of I ain't got time for that shit. literally family, it was like, I ain't got time for no lucid dreams. Well, last night I had some lucid dreams. The reason I said I didn't have time for lucid dreams, because I have a schedule that I always keep, and lucid dreams takes you beyond time, and like really takes you on time and physically beyond time and space. So So you just start disrespecting this world with in terms of where you're at. That happened yesterday. I mean tonight. And I was in the inception. So big up that person who asked me the question, because I'm sure the question that was asked brought that back into my sphere, which made me, because I went to bed relatively early by my standards and I wasn't tired, I found myself naturally going to that space. But again, as I'd already anticipated, I ended up disrespecting my own time in the Asabuhis. Who else is facing personal challenges, just blasting through them? Yes, let me put up my hands, 100% my king. Yeah, man. Definitely, man, I feel that. Like random ones as well, not even like, what's going on? It's like the ship just malfunctioning around you. It's like, why? That's not even necessary right now. You get what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, definitely, bro. Like, things not working, random shit just malfunctioning, things that don't need to come up just coming up at the wrong times. You get what I'm saying? It's like, yo, chill, son, chill. You know what I'm saying? We're feeling the effects of our transition, man. You know, it's the new year, family. Family, may I remind you that we're not even in double digits of the new year. We're not even in double digits. It's still the 8th of April. So we only just budding. We're only just starting to smell the flowers of the new year. So family, let's hold on to our seats with each other. You know that part? You know you're on the roller coaster and you know something's coming? You gotta hold hands. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. Someone singing, my lord. Kumbaya. And you look into everyone's eyes. And I'm watching, my lord. Kumbaya. Oh lord, kumbaya. Yeah, I say it. Because you know it's about to go down. And you're all in this together. It don't matter what degree you got. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what accolades, how many gal you've been with, how good your marriage is, what house you live in. You know what I'm saying? What your gross net worth is. Don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You got your master's degree. You a Bachelor of the Arts. Who cares? Someone singing, my lord. Kumbaya. That's it. Grab hold of your brethren's hand, family. You get what I'm saying? Because we are on this roller coaster together, family. We are in day 8. You know what I'm saying? Day 8. And already in England, we experienced snow and heat waves in the same week. You know what I'm saying? Heat waves and snow in the same week. There you go. How's that for a new year? So family, yeah, it's about to go down. So peace. This study that we're on, family, together. This study that we're on together, family, is very important, because what it's doing for us is bringing us back to the basics. What we want to do is know ourselves outside of the opinions of others, outside of the viewpoint of the world. Like, we want to know ourselves based on our nature, based on what no one can convince us otherwise of. Do you get what I mean? You want to know it. We want to know ourselves at our foundation. You know, I don't want to know myself based on my color or my name or my nationalism or things like that. Those things can be easily chopped and screwed. Yes, I don't want to know myself based on this particular environment that I'm in or not in. You know, all of that. I want to know myself from my essence, my element, so that I am able to act with confidence. Act with confidence on the life and the experiences that I'm inevitably going to be going through, family. So this is the reason for this study. Like I said, family, I believe in this so much that I wish I wrote the book. Because the amount of people across the world that I'm getting onto this book, could I make some money from this something? But it's that important. It's that powerful, family, right? It's that powerful, and I'm dedicated to sharing and teaching about the 11 laws of our spirit and how that can practically go into play when it comes to our experience of ourselves and our heaven on earth. I'm not into like reading books of knowledge, you know, and it's like, yeah, ba ba ba, and then I'm just saying it to you and I sound sexy. Oh my God, he knows something about spirituality. Wow, you gotta say it. I don't want to be that person. It's no. This book here is 130 something pages long, but I've been studying it for more than 3 years, yes? Because it's a tool. It's a very great instrument for understanding yourself and your relationship with life. Yes? So I wanna get as much people as I can on this study. That's why I talk about it in this live, in my groups, Cesarojo Club, you know, and in Cesarojo itself, you get to experience these elements. And from June, we're going to be in the Warojo portal, and I'm going to be teaching from this in an intensive study and activation from this, and giving taking people through a process of initiation, really, where you can pair this with your life's practices, family. So, and I'm going to be calling on some spiritual teachers that I know as well to be helping download aspects of life that complement what it is that we'll be studying as well. So you can look forward to that in the Warojo portal, family. And if you want to be a part of that, it's simple. You could go to my website and just sign up to be a part of that, you know. And it's a process. You'll enter into a network where we will also be communing as a community as well. So this is it, family. In truth, I've been talking about this year for the last 2 years. And everything I've been trying to do, you know, around building community has been, you know, my intentions is I want to create the environment where we are able to just literally commune on these very important things that are happening around us, you know. There's so many people out there that want to have these discussions that we have, that want to connect in the way that we do, that want to be vulnerable in the way that we do, that want to have this level of accountability to something as well, and responsibility over something, and we're just not getting that, you know, for whatever reason. And so my intentions with Warojo House has always been to create that environment where someone can walk the full path of their spiritual journey and have teachers, guides, friends, family, comrades in the journey that they have to take. Again, this is something I was speaking about this morning. This is something that we often do, is that because life will always remind you that you have to bear your own cross. Do you get what I'm saying? It was very something very poignant in the readings of Yeshua the Christ, is that even though he had 11 disciples, yes, or 12 disciples, right, he had to walk his own path still. Yes, he had to walk his own path and bear his own cross, which yielded his own specific challenges. Family, none of us can escape. No one. Yes, which sounds daunting at first, but when you deep it, it's actually dope. It's like back in the day, let me finish my statement and then I'll go into my little digression. No one can escape bearing their own cross, all right? You cannot escape the challenge that you have come here to observe in this lifetime. It's part of the pleasure experience. Now, do you remember back in the day? I think my cousin's on this live, so he can attest. Back in the day, yeah. Back in the day, when you get sent to detention and all the mandem is in detention, that's no longer detention. Back in the day, in my school, all your mandem, you was in separate classes, right? You was in separate classes, but there was one detention room. And you never got to see the mandem during class time, only break time. So the only time we get to see each other is in detention. Detention became a club for us to connect during class time. You're like, yo, fam, what do you say? We in there too, yeah? Yeah, fam, man. All I did was, I didn't do nothing, you know, because man just made a paper plane and that, and now I'm in here. What? Paper plane? Fam, all I did was fart and laugh. And now I'm in here. Fam, you lot are lucky, fam. I just asked the question. You see what I'm saying? And in the same way, family, there's something to be said about communal pain. Communal struggle. Struggle, pain, adversity no longer feels the same when it happens communally. You see what I'm saying? This is why, you know, in Africa, rites of passage and all of that, that trajectory of manhood and womanhood, it happens in age sets. It happens in age sets. So all boys in an age set, all girls in an age set will go through a particular thing. And it becomes this group, this sorority or fraternity of initiation, where in a boy's case, he's getting the skin off his penis chopped off in front of people. But there's something about doing that as a collective that makes that less isolating and vicious to the individual, even though the individual still has to go through it. You see what I'm saying? So in the same way, family, we all have to bear our cross. We all have to bear our cross. All I'm trying to do, hi, Simpsons D. All I'm trying to do, family, is create the detention. It's create the classroom where we can bear our crosses, yeah, with all the scars that we have, yeah. And be like, this is the journey I'm on. How about you? Yo, this cross on my back. It weighs 200 pounds, this cross does. Oh, word. My cross is going up my ass and coming through the back of my neck and my shoulders. Wow. Oh, my cross has been nailed to my front as well. Damn. Yeah. Oh, what about your cross? Oh, my cross is made out of plutonium. You know what I'm saying? Plutonium? Yeah, plutonium. You ever had a plutonium cross? Nah. You get what I'm saying? That's what. That's it, family. You know what I'm saying? That's a plutonium cross, my nigga. That's a plutonium cross, my nigga. Yo, shit, son. I feel you, man. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. You get what I'm saying? That's it. That's all this is, family. That's all you hear. Like, I'm out here. I'm out here too. I be struggling. You know what I'm saying? I be struggling. I got a cross on my back. You know what I'm saying? I be struggling. You know? But within that, family, the community that we get to create, the camaraderie we get to experience, you know, the love, the unity in that makes it so worth it, so powerful. You know, nothing brings us together. Nothing creates unity like a common enemy. That's why most groups are brought together by them hating on something. As soon as they stop hating on something, there's no reason for them to be together anymore. You got to say it. You got to hate on something. You know what I'm saying? You know? But when you know you are the greatest adversary you have in your life, then I think that's a consistent, that's a worthy opponent that you will never get rid of. And you will always have to keep in check. So when all of us pull up like, yo, guess what my lower self did today? What'd he do? He said he won't watch some pornography. Can you believe that? Yo, I did the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I thought you stopped. Yeah, I thought so too, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yo, guess what my lower self did today? What'd he do? Went back to that toxic relationship. You did that? Yo, I had the same issue. Let me tell you how you do this, son. Let me tell you how you work through it. So, boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Wow. What's going on with your lower self? Yo, my lower self. Shit. I got this food thing, right? I can't get, oh, let me tell you how to deal with that. So what happened with me was XYZZ BCA FFGG. You telling me EFXYZ? I'm telling you EFXYZZ. You get what I'm saying? Swear down ZZYXZFGYF. You get what I'm saying? That's it. We're just in the classroom. Because where you are strong, I am weak. Where I am weak, you are strong. Do you get what I'm saying? Where I am strong, you are weak. That's how we get to be super powerful, family. The superpower is in your responsibility and your vulnerability. You are responsible for where you have been called to be responsible for. Some people are proficient at certain things. That's why I have a team. I'm not good at everything. And trying to be good at everything is going to ruin everything. Do you see what I'm saying? I have what I am good at. And I submit where I'm not good, where I'm not powerful, where I'm not so skilled. I submit. I become vulnerable to the responsibility of someone else. Someone talk to me. You feel me, family? You feel me, family? Do you understand what I'm saying? The power. Let's take it into sex so we understand what I'm talking about. The power. Sex. Peace. That's the vagina. Love. That's the penis. Zero. Amen. One. Asa. Yes? Consciousness. Spirit. Right? Family, for those two to work, it takes responsibility and vulnerability. Something has to be direct and focused, and something has to be open and receptive. Bam! That is where God comes through. It happens with you, it happens with me and you. It happens with us. This is the sexual game. Cheers, huh? Let's play some rhythm. That's it. I have no idea what I'm playing right now. Oh, let me just sign up. Oh shit, man. Yeah, this one's a bit more fire. I like this one. This one's a bit more fire. Coming down to the Cesarojo Supernatural game on the 24th of April. We gotta let it out. You know what I'm saying? We gotta let it go. I wanna create a realm, a portal for us to experience ourselves. Human beings, we're so delicate. I imagine God looking down on us and going, ah. Oh, they don't even know that I am there. I am you. You don't understand that you just have to move and I will come. I will come through. You guys say? We're so powerful, family, but we don't even have to try. We just got to become responsibility and vulnerability. Pow! That creates the magic. Responsibility, vulnerability, pow, that creates the magic. It's just science. It sounds like a gem that I just dropped. It's not really a gem. It's just an observation. That's science. It's how it all works. It's how this phone is working, the laptop. It's how the sun, photosynthesis. It's how my life is working. It's how it all works. Responsibility, vulnerability, pow. Hercules. So, I can't wait to link up with you guys in the flesh so we can get into our supernatural game. Cesarojo, a lock-in like no other. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in, family. So, yeah, man. Come through one and all. Too early for questions, is it? No, we're right on time, actually. Question time, family. Please don't wait to ask your beautiful questions till later on. Like, ask them now. Actually, actually, I'm going to do a consensus. Yeah. I'm going to do a consensus to those of you who are coming to the Cesarojo Supernatural game on the 24th of April. I need to know what tunes, because there's so many tunes. We're going to have a 4-hour session. Yeah, non-stop. 4 hours minimum session. So I want to know what tunes need to be played. You know what I'm saying? But we might do that in the Cesarojo Club. If you're on the Cesarojo Club, I'm definitely going to be asking at some point to get a playlist, just to make sure we don't miss out, you know what I'm saying, on the amount of rhythms, because there's so many. You know what I'm saying? We're going to throw in some new stuff, some new things. Some next things going in, you know what I'm saying? Take your time! Don't start throwing in things now, that's my Let's do questions, family, let's go. Flashing when you put it behind me, African sexy. DJ YST and Afukai, African sexy. And you ain't never heard of it in that day. African sex. Umefika ni wakati nataka Wili zetu zinataka vipi Nataka vipi Oh, kipusa Utamu wako ninajua Nipe ruhusa Kikwani mwako nilalie Bata nigalie Ebu angalie Kisha nidalie Utamu nikie Mahete waseme Okichoko walale Tangu zamazile Nakupa miele Your maga's voice is so sweet Kama siwewe Swaghili, Swaghili. Otaru Rubele. Yo. Never heard of him like this. Let's do questions, family. My cheeks are hurting because I'm smiling too much. Let's do questions right about now, my funk soul people. You know that, innit? I love the way he says that bit. Man, hey, we might have to play the phone. Can I just big up Maga? Like, whilst you lot are taking time with the questions here, I just want to big up Maga. Maga, I love that man so much. I love that man. You know, speaking about detention, you know when you meet someone and you're like, I would have been in detention with you. You get what I'm saying? You're someone who I'd have been close with in school. You know what I mean? I would have been in detention with you back in the day. My God, that's how close we got, man. Any song, I want people to understand the connection me and my God have is like, put it this way. Any song you hear of me and my God was never planned. Me and my God have never once, not once, in the 2 years we collaborated, not once said, let's make a song. Not once. And I got so many songs with Maga. We've never said, let's make a song. Let's meet at the studio and create a song. We've never said that. I want you to understand that. That's how magical that connection is. We've never said that. It's just, I'd be in my studio, he'd be in his studio, and shit would just happen. I'd go over to his, take a smoke break, or go on a food break, and boom, we're just there. All of a sudden, we're making a song. So that's how powerful that is, man. And that's one beautiful brother I love, man. Hey! African sex. Watch the way you put it on me. African sex. the question box, family. You can ask any question you want. No business. Watch him come through the Roomba swag now. Watch it.
Utamu wako ninajua Nipe ruhusa Kifuani mwako nilalie Kwanza ningalie Hebu niangalie Kisha nilalie Utamu nisikie Maheta waseme Wakitoka walale Tanguza mazile Na kupa miale Uo 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 Kama si wewe Nani atanito wanjebe African
You know, so funny. I'll never forget being in the coast of Kenya, yeah. And I was minding my business on the beach, playing this song to myself because we hadn't recorded it. We recorded it like a month before or something like that. And these girls were sitting near me. Just, you know, they were selling beads and stuff. And so I just played them the song. I was like, yo, what do you think of this? Ebuskia, you know what I'm saying? I was like, skiza, madame. Skiza. I'm joking. So, they was listening and their reactions to the lyrics was priceless. They was just listening to the bars. You could like, if you didn't know what he was saying, which... For the large part, I didn't at that time. I had to break the lyrics down. They was like, yo. Watch it when you put it on me. And you ain't never. All up in the house. Oh, keep us up. Utamu wako minajua. Niperu kusa. Kifuani mwako minalie. Kwanza ningalie. Hebu niangalie. Kisha nilalie. Utamu nisikie. That's all they was doing, man. Get your bras ready. You know what's mad about this life, yeah, is Ruru, that statement is going to be like a fast forward. Do you guys say? When that actually happens, you're going to remember saying that and then experiencing it. Have you ever had that? Where it's like life is like a flash. It's like, oh shit, this moment is here. Yeah, your brain's like, go, 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 now, now, now. And you know what's so funny? Oh man, do you know what's mad? Like, guys, ask your questions if you've got questions, please. Like, but me and Maga's like vibe on stage is a next level thing. The last show I did with Maga, I wish I had some footage. I think I've got footage on my phone. But the last show I did with Maga, we was performing in the forest at this festival, Kilifi New Year in Kenya. And it was like the maddest thing. And we didn't even have African Sex then. We didn't even have that song. If we did, it would have been even crazier. But we had Jasho, we had all the other songs we was doing. Oh my days. And then when we, yeah, so yes, that is gonna happen, and it's most likely gonna happen in the forest. In Kenya, December 2022. So, and Maga, God willing, will be there. And it's, yo, I live for that moment because that's going to represent like a graduation Oh my god. Woo! 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 Trust me, I live for that moment. The bras will get that. Everything will get that. You're not gonna need nothing. You're gonna be like, take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it. You gotta say it.
I love the way you put it on me. African sex, yeah. Lost in the majesty. African sex, oh. Ain't no other rhythm like this. African sex, yeah. Getting lost in your heavenly kiss. Heavenly kiss. Heavenly kiss. Heavenly kiss. Heaven like this. It's a heaven like this. It's a heaven like this. Africa says, yeah. Watch the way you put it on me. African says, see the white key on Kamukahi. African says, and you ain't never heard a rhythm like this. African says, would you want?
Cause I love the way you put it on me. African sir, lost in the majesty. Also, anyone who's seen me perform knows that, like, when I'm on stage, it's no longer, you know, we're not in this human realm anymore. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? It's no longer in this, the flesh is irrelevant. You know, that's dark. And a funny story, not a funny story, but interesting story. Funny, maybe funny. I got footage of this as well. I think I need to put, but like years ago, like in the early stages, but like put this way, before I started producing my own music and I would just rap on songs, my spirit would become very violent on stage because, in hindsight, I would rap, which would call a certain spirit out of me, but it wasn't enough to satisfy the expression that the spirit needed. So what would happen is I would rap, and then somewhere in my performance, I'd get very violent, angry, and start, I become possessed and start exclaiming shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even rapping anymore. I'm just talking. You know? And then somewhere in the rant, I start crying and I break down and shit on stage. It's like, Mikel, what God? So I had to start producing my own music to expand what I could express on stage. Do you get what I'm saying? And then that stopped happening. Because it would come out, because I'd be able to move and dance, and you know, while I'm dropping my bars, it's like I've exhausted that. But that was interesting. That was interesting, and I got footage of shit like that, which I need to find. It's gonna make for an interesting timeline. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, let's do questions. If you got any questions, family, you guys got me gassed on thing because I know exactly what and let's just get through. Let's deal with the now, family. Let's deal with the now, because if we take care of these little pennies, them pounds that we're talking about, you know, in the forest, in the motherland, you know what I'm saying, live, direct, Cesar Rojo, in nature, all of that, that's sorted. If we just, that's why for me, I'm like, I already know that exists. That realm is there. That's why I'm here. Because now, I know exactly where I want to take people. But I want it to be the right people so that we can protect, look after each other, and really connect in the most righteous and honorable way. That's very, very important. For the memory that we are to create. You see? So these challenges, this portal, this study, Do you get what I'm saying? All of this is just groundwork. It's continue. It will never cease anyway. But it's all groundwork for whatever it is we're able to build on top of it. Foundation is so important. So please, wherever you are, whatever you're on, again, this is not about me, it's about your journey. Remain steadfast in your journey. Remain honorable to your journey, you know, and like, yeah, just remain studious. You know what I'm saying? Remain in the row. In the row. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, you don't know. Should we go questions? Question time, fam. Let's go. We've got 15 minutes left. Let's go. We've got some questions coming in. Let's get it. So I mentioned this year, 2021, is significant. Could you say why? It's a knowing. Honestly, it's weird. It's a knowing, but I'm like, my role is to break down the things that come to me like that. But family, this is the first year of an entirely new world, and you can see it. Like, forget what I think, you can see it. This is the first year of an entirely new paradigm. 2021, that means we are a generation. Think about this. A generation is 20 years. We are a generation into a new millennium. Does that make sense? Yeah. 2000 represented a new millennium. We 20 years is a generation. That means we have a fully formed generation of the new millennium. Yes. So it's a turning point. Yes. And so of that generation, yeah, that generation is now fully grown adults, okay? And they are the ones that are now creating what is to be the new normal. What has come with that generation is an experience in this year, 2020, into 2021, that has totally shifted how we relate and observe ourselves. Anyone who doesn't see that is just behind or not paying attention. But everyone is feeling it. Whether you're seeing it, that's a different thing. You see? You know? When I can pick up the phone to Google or Microsoft or, you know, some government institution, and you hearing a person's baby cry in the background, it's like, sorry, I'm at home because I'm working from home. And it's just casually talking like that. Or whole school curriculums are happening online. Or the Grammys, you know, or the BAFTAs are happening over Zoom, just like me and you. Then you can clearly see that a reset is happening. And the only thing that remains is people's perceptions of something. But everything has gone to zero. You see what I'm saying? And so even if schools open and if restaurants open and when clubs open and when you can fly easily, all of that stuff, you're never going back. Never, ever. Everything's going to be different. Everything's going to be different. And when you understand spiritual law, is that whatever's happening on the lowest level, coronavirus, you know what I'm saying? Whatever's happened on the lowest level, 5G, coronavirus, global warming, all of these stuff, all it is just a representation of what's going on right up here. That's all it is. So in that, whilst on the lowest level, things look like it's in opposition to you, the higher you go, you realize everything is one. Again, take this out of this context, which you might not understand yet, but just look at it from an elemental level. The deeper you go into elements is the more unified everything becomes. You get what I'm saying? Does that make sense? The deeper you go into elements, everything just becomes protons and electrons. You build on top of that, that's when the differences come. Low, low, low. More you get, the more atomic and subatomic you get, that's where everything becomes unified. And in the same way, whatever you're seeing on the outside, 5G, the new iPhone 12, a new generation of MacBooks, feminism, transgenderism, the new gold found in Africa, aliens appearing in the sky, plant medicine, fucking fish with three eyes. Do you get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is you're seeing on the surface is a representation of what's happening on high spiritual levels. So if everything around you is flip reversing, you got to know something is working in your favor. So instead of paying attention to what's going on around you that is adverse to what you want, you better be thinking about, well, shit then, if all this is going on, God must be trying to download something in me too. Need I say? I must be getting a download that I'm not paying attention to. Hold on. I know kung fu, bitch. That's okay. Do you get what I'm saying? All of a sudden, you are exemplifying the difference as well. But what happens is, the wise man, the wickedly wise man, knows that that's what's happening. He wants to get to your shift before you do, so that he can curtail your shift. He can make you think your shift is because of him. He can manipulate you because he's wise. You know, they say millionaires don't study astrology, billionaires do. Billionaires are concerned with space. Billionaires are concerned with higher levels of the spirit. You see what I'm saying? So they know that you're not. You're focused on them. They're focused on higher levels of the spirit. So they see a change coming and they see it downloading. That means it's going to download on you. They keep you distracted by keeping you in fear or making you think, sensationalizing things to play with your emotions so they can get to your download before you do. And so by the time you witness your new self, witness your new growth, witness your powers, witness your abilities, you think it's because of them. You think it's because of something they gave you. You think it's because of some technology they invented. You think it's because of something that they handed to you. Don't just hand it to me. I gotta take it from you. You know, they watching this. If you're bad, tell me what film that's from. Don't just hand it to me. You gotta say it, family. So, don't get distracted. That's why I said, we are on the love program. That's why I said, at the top of 2020, I said, we are on the love program. We're on the love program, which means we cannot get distracted or dick-stracted. We can't get distracted with the fear program, because it means we're going to miss out on our downloads. And before you know it, We're under someone's thumb once again. One second. Play some intermission music whilst I go in there, get my charger. All right? Can listen, you know what's funny? Cassie's in the room, and I thought of Cassie like the second she appeared. That's crazy. How can I listen to this live again? Inshallah, when I come off, it will be saved and it will be right there on my timeline. Also, you hear it in my podcast that will come out next week as well. Lives get pushed to a podcast that you can listen to on your safaris around life. I think I answered that question. Let's go. All right. Yes, I did. Yes, I did, girl. Aside from Cheza Rojo, are there any practices you do during a fast? Meds, baths, yes. Yeah, meditation. I like to practice stillness. Like, so meditation is really powerful for me and important for me because I like stillness. I'm a very irritable human being. And this is why Cheza Rojo is powerful for me, because I'm generally irritable. Like, I have a life, my energy is always like. So fasting always gives, like, because fasting almost depletes the energy because there's no food or sugar driving it. You have to be more intentional and preserve the energy. It allows me to just go into silence because I like playing in other realms as well. I like playing in other realms of myself. And so being able to just go into deep, deep silence is so beautiful. Like, I enjoy it so much that, you know, as loud and as, you know, active as I am on the outside, is when I get to that space, that dark space, I love it there a bit too much. So, you know, often it becomes a fight to even come back, because I'm like, I'm good, I'm all right. Now I gotta go out into the world again, you know what I'm saying? Which is obviously the time to do that. Do you get what I mean? So, yeah, deeper fast is what I do mainly. Meditations. Absolute silent ones. I'm talking about dead still. No music, no nothing. Just solitude, darkness, quiet. That kind of stuff. Do you get what I'm saying? Just like, close the windows, lock the doors, turn it all off, no electricity, pitch black, self. And that feels so good. It's scary how good it feels. It's scary. It's beautiful. It's so wonderful. So that's mainly what I do aside from Chesaride, any practices you do during a fast. Yeah, that's the main thing. That's my main go-to one. And I think it's simple as well. You know, I also feel like different, you know, everyone has different needs as well during a fast. I do think there are things, just like naturally, there are things that women are more lenient towards than men, and vice versa. You know, there are things that women are going to be more attracted to on when it comes to fasting and spiritual activity in general. You know, again, because our energy operation is different, we're not all gonna do the same thing or be called to the same things either. You know, whereas a man's might be much more simpler and very specific, right? A woman's could have a bounty of ways that she goes into, you know, her spiritual self, because she has a lot more energetic wise. She has a lot more to be concerned with. You know what I'm saying? In a similar way where, you know, for men, it's like how we wake up and get up out of our house is just touch and go. All right, I'm awake. I'm awake now, so let me just get in. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of thing, you know? Where women is like, oh, I need this, I need that, I need to figure out this, or what if this happens? Let me prepare for that. Same thing. Masculine is the same thing feminine in terms of the divine feminine. Do you get what I'm saying? So same concerns. It's like you have to consider more. You see what I'm saying? And so even in saying that, you know, this becomes the reason why it's important the women have the environments, and the environment respects that need of women. You know, to not have to be pressured around time. Again, time is a man thing. Men, it's like, see what I'm saying? You know, time, not to be pressured around time and to be allowed to be moved with the rhythm and allowing things to flow, you know, because that's exactly what happens with you naturally. You're in a constant flow. Things that happened last month and the way they happened last month is not going to be happen this month. You know what I'm saying? Your menstrual cycle last month, it could have been like, you know, la 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 la. You gotta say it. This month is like bah, 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 grill, bah, 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 bah. You gotta say it. From Beauty, Sleeping Beauty to Stone Cold Steve Austin. You gotta say it. And you know, you should be able to have this space and environment to deal with that, whatever is to come up, you know. And I think that's the role of the man, to provide that security for the woman to be that emotional. It's the woman's job to be emotional and have that play with her emotions. I think that's only fair. It makes sense. You gotta say it. So yeah, you know. Yeah, man. Thank you for that question, Dada. I said, not Steve. Listen, let's go back to the questions. Is my timings off or something? Or do I just talk too much? I'm trying to figure this out because I seem to be finishing. This hour doesn't finish. Doesn't go. That's what I'm talking about. The kids are downloading. How do you recognize when and what your download is? Oh, that's crazy. How do you recognize when and what your download is? As soon as you receive it, not sure how to answer that, but recognize when and what your download is. Yeah, how you received it is how you received it. And also, a download is like anything. It's like, yeah, I could hand you a seed, right? Oh my God. Sorry, I just felt myself becoming real philosophical. You know what I'm saying? I just felt myself becoming... I caught myself just there. You know what I'm saying? But this is real. This is just the best way I can explain it. But this is going to sound real like proverby and shit. I can hand you a seed. You know what I'm saying? I can hand you a seed and tell you that this is apples. You can grow apples from it. Right? But that experience of the growth of that seed is going to be a constant revelation to you. You got to plant it. That's a download. You see when it sprouts. It's a download. You observe it. Oh my God. This is this. This needs this. That's a download. I need to weed this out. I need to repot this. That's a download. Does that make sense? Every step of the way, it's a revelation as to what you must do next, as to what is being called for you to participate with. The truth is, you're always getting downloads. It's more about your ability to be aware of them. You see? So I'd be less concerned about what the download is, but more observational around self-awareness. Are you aware of yourself? So that you're able to know and receive and be confident in the constant downloads that you're getting. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Because I don't know you, I have to speak to a broader understanding of what a download is. You see what I'm saying? So for someone else, it's, you know, there's certain things that happen to you. Like Vicky said, she gets really sweaty armpits. But this is only about self-awareness. She's only self-aware about herself that she can say, sweaty armpits, download. You get what I'm saying? So the origins of that is self-awareness. Because really and truly, she could have sweaty armpits for the whole of her life. Does that mean she never had a download before? No, she's always been getting downloads. It's just that the more self-aware she gets, she realizes, oh, sweaty armpits means something is coming. Something is coming. You get what I'm saying? But to the everyday people, which is all of us in truth, it's about self. Everything's about self-awareness. Because you're going to be able to see why. Why is it you go to bread? What makes you go to bread at this point? What makes you want pornography at this point? What makes you drink alcohol at this point? What gives you the ability to sit still at this point? What makes you want to go for the run? What are the triggers? Self-awareness. Do you get what I'm saying? Why are my hands sweaty? Why are my palms sweaty? What is this knowing that I have? Oh, that's a download. Does that make sense? Everything, remember, like, our vessel is just, all we're doing constantly is channeling energy. Constantly channeling energy. And the more self-aware we become, is the more we're going to be, see what energy is coming through us and our ability to use it. So in truth, again, the downloads are always, always going on. You see? But there's going to be times where you are more receptive. Because maybe there are instances where you need to know and accept certain things. But you may hit a point, you know, again, you may just be in the right space. You know, like that right light of the sun that makes a magnifying glass burn an ant? You know, that kind of alignment? We have them from time to time where it's just like... It's just an undeniable feeling. But truth, it's always there. it's always there. And if you know how to adjust yourself, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why I thought of sex in that moment. You know what I'm saying? You have enough sex, you know where your spot is. So you know how to adjust yourself. You get what I'm saying? She's like, nah, that ain't it. That ain't it. Left to the left. You get what I'm saying? You know how to adjust yourself. You always know how to find that spot. And this is where ritual comes into it. Right? This is where ritual comes into it. You see the people, they get up at a certain time, they go to bed at a certain time, they burn certain things before they do it, they don't eat before a certain time, they lock off food at a certain time, they have to read. This is where your religion comes from. Being self-aware and knowing what puts you in the right frame is what creates the rituals around your life. This is why people have altars, this is why people carry certain herbs, and they do certain things. It's all about how they curate what they know they need to curate their energy. You ever seen, like my dad, before he would do anything, he has to like organize things in a particular way. There's like a structure that allows him to go into his work. But it's like, he'll be like doing this. He'll be like, and I'm like, why do you keep fingering the stack of books? What's wrong with you? Do you get what I'm saying? He's just fingering the books. You know what I'm saying? And the paper clips. And the staple gun. And I'm like, bruv, what's going on? He's like this. Like, I'm like, you know they're not doing anything, right? And he's just, it's only when I got more responsibilities in life that I understood the necessities to do that. Do you get what I'm saying? Again, self-awareness is key. Yeah? You've been avoiding yours because you have the need to cry out of no. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man. Oh, I love a good. Yeah, man. Cry, yes. Cry, yes. Cry, yes, because that's important as well. Again, crying and allowing yourself to cry and experience your genuine emotions, you know. Especially as a woman, it's so important for your ability to be self-aware. You need to be able to healthily go into that space, you know? So have those outbursts. It's very, very, very important. All right, we're going to do last question because I'm like, we are 8:30 right now. And like, you know, I got to do things. I got to do things before we get into the game. What would you say is the first step in getting out of your own way? What was my step? Self-awareness. I want to say self-awareness again, in that same space. Getting out of your own way. The reason I say self-awareness is because the only time you're only in your way because you're looking at yourself through a particular lens. And if you could just grow in your awareness of yourself, like the truth, like what am I, who am I, what am I on, what is the truth about what I'm on, what is the truth about my life and life around me, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It just allows you to continually be on path. I would love to speak to a more specific situation. In regards to getting out of your own way, you know, a lot of the time we are blocked by perception. What we think someone else is going to think about us, that is usually when we put up the blocks, you know, and I think that's most people's problem, you know, so then it becomes a fear thing. We stand in our way, we small up ourselves because we think that's the best way to get by. But we don't. We actually, like, we ruin others as well. We ruin our experience of others by smalling up ourselves. You get what I'm saying? And I admittedly have done this. You know what I mean? And I still do it to a degree. I still do it. It's like, I can't even lie. You know what I'm saying? I can't even front. You know? My capacity is huge, you know, but I definitely don't when I see it and observe it, I make a habit of always challenging myself. Always challenging myself to live in my truth. Always challenging myself to represent myself based on my highest intentions. You see? And that no one else can see or direct that for me. No one else. And the truth that also this savior mentality is really like, again, I was speaking about this and I think we're going to close with this one as well. But like really understanding, you know, some of you lot put down Jesus. Some of you put down the Bible. Some of you put down religion. But a lot of you, based on energetic operation, have replaced Jesus and the Bible for other shit. So you're still expecting someone or something to be your savior. You know what I'm saying? This is why I posed the question about plant medicine the other day. Because plant medicine is becoming, to some people, a little Jesus. Meaning, very much like this, by way of energy operation, you believe, just like Jesus, that this thing is going to come and remove you from the path that you have to walk. The problem with most Christians is that they think Jesus is going to walk the path for them. They just got to wait it out. Go church enough times and Jesus is going to bear their cross. That is not why he came and died, if you believe that story. And in the same way, plant medicine, yes, people think that by going on these trips, they're not going to have to go on the actual trip they were sent here to take. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Plant medicine is there to show you the expanse, so to give you the confidence on the path that you're walking. That's what plant medicine is for. It's there to give you confidence in the journey that you have to take. But some people are like, go on the trip, come back, and they're like, oh, I need to go on another trip. I need to get more messages. No, you don't. You need to fuck off and walk your path. You get what I'm saying? That's what you need to do. You need to get on your shit. You need to deal with your shit. And the moment we realize no one or nothing is going to come and save us, nobody, not the government, not Yeshua, yes, no one is going to come and save us, not ayahuasca, DMT, mushrooms, do you get what I'm saying, mekelamine, no one is saving us. Do you get what I'm saying? We got to hear the message, wherever we're getting the message from, because here's the thing about it, me, I read the Bible, I get the message, me, I've taken mushrooms, I got the message. You know what I'm saying? Me, I listen to the gurus and the wisdom and I read the books. I get the message. But I'm walking the path. I use it all. I'm like, yep. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm like Hulk Hogan. I'm just like this. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But at a certain point, you got to continue to walk and bear your cross. So understanding that no one's coming to save you is a great foundation to getting out of your own way. Do you get what I'm saying? It's a foundation to getting out of your own way. And then you go through that process of step by step. Yes, intention by action, thought by practice, practice by participation. Knowing that you have to do it for yourself. Not by yourself, but for yourself. You see what I'm saying? Then everything becomes beautiful. Then we take things less offensive. Because no one is coming to save you, no one can really let you down. Because no one's coming to save you, no one can actually let you down. So you're not offended when someone you looked up to, something comes out about them. It's like, oh my God, they were supposed to be this and supposed to be that. And it's terrifying to learn that they're a human being. How dare they exemplify these human qualities that only I can exemplify, because I'm I'm in a painful position. You, no, you should not be. You gotta say it. You gotta say it. What's gonna happen when you learn Obama was on crack or some shit? I don't know. Like some, you know, I don't know who people look up to. You know, Sadhguru, Muji, Abraham Hicks. You know what I'm saying? They're doing some shit you don't like. Abraham Hicks. Wait, what's gonna happen when you learn that Abraham Hicks has a Confederate flag in her house? That sounds realistic. When Abraham Hicks, when you find out that her mum or her grandma was a slave owner or some shit like that, it's gonna fuck you up. You're gonna be like, oh no, oh no. You see what I'm saying? As she talks about vibrational reality, but her dad was in the KKK, you know? You get what I'm saying? Like, or like she votes for Trump or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You think that old ass white woman is gonna align with you perfectly? No, it's not gonna happen. You know what I mean? So like, we need to not be so invested in like humans being our saviors. We were literally born to be our saviors. That's literally why we're here. To prove that God is also within us. That's it. That's the purpose. You came here to enjoy life and experience God in your vessel. Stop masturbating at someone else who's showing God in their own. Be inspired. Take that inspiration and grow in your own godliness. To the point where you inspire them. That's how it works. You think Sadhguru don't need some reflection? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. You think you don't inspire people? Your path don't inspire people? Yeah, man. So I don't know if I've identified a first step, but steps, self-awareness as well. And also understanding the truth. The truth is we're all connected. The truth is no one is better than anybody. The truth is, we're all shit. Truth is, we're all dope. Truth, do you know what I'm saying? Truth is, we're all messed up. Truth is, we're all perfecting. Truth is, we're all gods. Truth is, the devil is you. We are the devil. Surprise! Because there is no devil. There's only God, and you're God. So whatever you call the devil is you. Whatever you call God is you. It's your experience. Surprise! Now what? Yes, the vessel is shook as it clocks the power. This is true, my queen. It's absolutely true. The vessel is like, what do I do? What do I say? What do I do? What do I say? What do I do? What do I say? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Why do I know that song? What do I say? I sit in my desolate room. No lights. No music! All type of white people, that's heavy metal and some serious things, you know? You know what I'm saying? It's true, it happens. You know? It's true, that's what happens. But what happens is if you're following your natural calling, it's gonna become more uncomfortable to ignore that shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's things that I do that it's more detrimental to ignore than worry about the perception of what it is that I'm doing. It becomes very detrimental to ignore, because no one knows your path, no one knows your calling, and everyone thinks we're all here. People don't understand or respect the fact, in order to have peace, you need to have difference, harmony in difference. Just like in order to create me, I needed two different beings to come together to have sex. Do you get what I'm trying to say? No matter how much you like it up your ass, you can't create a child that way. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So you can bash the dicks or the vaginas together all you want, for pleasure, but creation happens with opposites. And that's the point. Harmony happens with opposites. So we need not worry about being different. We need not worry about being outliers. Your outlying self, your different self, your manifestation and your uniqueness is what the world needs. The world does not need robots. You cannot create anything like that. Nature needs polarities. You see what I'm saying? And you becoming stronger and more determined and more specific about the polarity you represent, it allows the opposition to grow. You see what I'm saying? Again, KKK, white supremacy, and all of that shit has been the right polarity for black people to grow in a particular way. We don't see that, do we? Because we're so focused on, you hate us, you kill us, you don't like us, you hate us, you oppress us. And that's what they do. They won't stop doing it. That a fit them purpose. Do you get what I'm saying? That's a fit them purpose. You know that? Some things are created to ruin shit. That's your natural enemy to help you see yourself in places that you won't see yourself. Because the thing about it is, you remove white people from the planet, black people are just, what are we doing? We're just like this. The annoyance you have with white society is what encourages you to do more. You so pissed off at them, you start going, you start creating and shit. You know, you're so annoyed at their behavior and their wickedness or whatever it is you're annoyed at. You're just like, if they weren't there, you'd just be like, I am chilling. What is you know, we have the sun, we have, yeah, we are just tukosawa. You know, and then nothing is happening. You need an enemy. You know, say you need the opposition. You need that. You need it. You need it. That's why you have it. God is so good. You need it. That's why you have it. If you didn't need it, you wouldn't have it. So you can dream up a world where these people don't exist. There's only going to be another version of them. Because they are necessary for you to do what you're doing now. It's like, let me give a practical example and then I'm going to lock off. Right? Practical example. I was teaching, doing Chesarojo online. No, I wasn't. I was doing Chesarojo in the flesh and I was sharing videos of my own personal Chesarojo games. Chesarojo, as you experience it right now, 9 a.m. every morning or thereabout, you know, because we're just moving on rhythm at this point. But 9 a.m. every morning, Chesarojo Club, Warojo House, in the way that it's manifested, the challenge is a direct response to lockdown. Coronavirus. Cannot fly anywhere. Let me tell you a lot straight up. If I was still in Kenya right now, if I didn't come back, I doubt this would be happening. I'd be in a forest somewhere, shaking my own ass on my own. Peke yangu. You know what I'm saying? Peke yangu. You know? So, and then I'll just be sharing it. Like, yeah, you guys need to know about this thing, man. Chesarojo, baby. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll just be doing all the... You'll just be catching glimpses of us in the forest doing a mad thing. You see? So... Because that's exactly what we, before I left, that's what was happening. You see what I'm saying? So you need it. You need to understand the art of having an enemy. Because you understand your enemy is never really your enemy. It's just a deeper reflection of yourself. So, but you need that enemy to poke at you, to challenge you. You know what I'm saying? So, you need that. And your enemy changes every so often. But it gets really interesting. Now, here's the getting out of your own way. When you realize it's all you. It's all you. When you're gonna see when the penny drops that what you dislike about white supremacy is really a reflection on yourself. And the arrogant thing is, that's why the arrogant thing is you believe that it's not. You believe that it's not. You believe that it's not. And you see, the people who fight that the hardest are the ones that are closest to it. How's that? How's that for an envelope in your mailbox? How's that for an envelope in your mailbox? Signed and delivered to you. Sign your name here. You got to say it. No, but it's real. It's real, 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 real. So that's why I don't really talk about that shit anymore, because I'm like, it's there, it exists, and it's for me to work out within myself. As soon as I realized that, I was like, oh! I was like, it's like when Buzz found out he was a toy. You know what I'm saying? Shit changed. You remember in Toy Story when Buzz actually found out he was a toy? He had an existential crisis. Go and watch Toy Story 1 again. I don't think you understand how deeply spiritual that section was. The man thought he was fighting the evil Emperor Zurg. He thought his purpose was to be a space ranger. He thought he could really fly, shoot lasers and things. And that ignorance carried him in a certain way. But when he realized, oh shit, you are a toy. You are a child play thing. He still didn't get it. And the penny dropped. And he was like, I could fly. Boom. Broke him neck. Existential crisis. And then he misses Nesbitt. He went on a flipping tea binge. And some of you lot do that. And it's all to get to that space where you realize your true purpose, family. Just being. Just being. Just being. And you could do more. He had a better life. Now he knew he didn't have to battle evil Emperor Zurg. He don't have to. Me, it's like, you don't have to battle. Me, I don't have to battle white people. As soon as white, I was like, oh shit. The battle ain't white people. This is a joke. They're not the war. Oh, down the white supremacist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These new people on the planet ain't the, you get what I'm saying? The evil Emperor Zurg. I protect the galaxy from white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? That was the badge I was wearing at one point. You know what I'm saying? I protect the galaxy from the threat of invasions. From the evil white supremacists. Yes. Sworn enemy of the Melanated Alliance. That was me, Buzz Lightyear, gassed. And you realize, oh shit. I'm me. I'm the enemy. I'm the one keeping this shit alive. The truth is, there is no Emperor Zurg. He's lying. They're lying. They ain't the shit. We make them the shit. They ain't the shit. You get what I'm saying? It's me. So I'ma just sit. I'ma just go hold my seat. You get what I'm saying? I'm gonna hold my seat and realize I got shit that I need to deal with. You know what I'm saying? These people just got a lot smaller when I realize the enemy that I am within myself. You know what I'm saying? They just got real quiet in my head. You know? You are a toy! So family, that's all we got for today. The challenge. For those of you in the Cesarojo challenge, this is a real beautiful, thank you for this conversation, because the challenge today, some of you have done this before, but you know, how it's like, how many times can you fast? It's very important to keep these things up. Slip on something nice, family. It's a 25-minute meditation. 25-minute medi-sensation that will allow you to explore yourself and connect deeper with your shadow, those spaces within yourself that you have ignored. The challenge today, I want you to play that song and allow yourself to go on a deeper meditation of yourself to that song and download, write down anything that comes, the emotions and experience. And then also, don't take yourself through the mental process of it, but allow, just keep allowing yourself to be guided by the music and the experience. It's funny, I talk about Toy Story because the first line in the song is literally taken from Toy Story. The first lines of the song are all taken from Toy Story. Yeah, that's it. You know. But yeah, let's do that together, family. Let's get lost in that transmission and get out of our own way. The only real way we can do that is by being aware that nothing about us is against us. So if you are being called to open up in ways that you've never done before, family, it's all good. All you need to do is be in the practice of it, be responsible to it, and be vulnerable to where it's carrying you as well. It's not easy, but it's simple. And this is why we are a community. Nakumaisha, watu wa roho inside. Let me say peace in, love out. It is now 8:48. So you got to give me at least 15 minutes past 9 to get on to the Chezaroho game. Gashu, Nakumaisha King. We're about to lock off, but big up yourself. Peace in to everyone. That was nice. That was a nice little thing, wasn't it? That was a bit of a nice Samik. Bless up, family. I'ma see you on the other, in the other portal. Chezaroho. Come. Karibuni, Chezaroho. Toa nguo. Weka roho. Toa nguo. Va roho. Toa nguo. I need to get back home, man. I think I'm losing my Swahili. I need to go back. Gashu, where are you? Toa nguo, kabisa. Toa nguo yote. So, bless up, family. Yeah, this is going to be saved. This is 97 minutes. But why not, man? Peace. All right. Bless up. Peace in, family. Thank you for tuning in to the Spiritual Health Conversation for the Millennial Generation. Are you tapped in? I want to big up everyone who takes time out to listen to this podcast and contribute with their comments or sharing or just even letting me know how it affected them. If anyone is looking for one-on-one spiritual health coaching, family, please head to worldchangerlife.com/spiritualhealth to find out more on how you can get a one-on-one personal spiritual health program for your life. If you want to know more info about what we do as a community service, please go to worldchangerlife.com to get update information. If you'd like to donate to this spiritual health program, family, go to worldchangerlife.com right now and put your donation of any kind. It's much appreciated. And if you've benefited from these spiritual health talks, family, send me a DM and let me know what you've taken from these conversations. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at Mikel Amin or on Instagram at Mikel the Energy. Peace in, love out. Nakumaisha, watu wa roho.